stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball. Cannonball coming.
The Splash. Brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
And in the interest of consistency, yes, Sarah Cazell is not here today, as we kind of outlined without mentioning. She has not been fired.
No, she's on assignment.
She's on assignment. Cardinals. Still getting ready for the New England Patriots in their final five games of the season. That stretch starts Monday night at State Farm Stadium against the Pats. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury said Tuesday, it looks like the team will be without offensive linemen Rodney Hudson and Will Hernandez for at least another week. But they should have at least one of Rondale Moore or Greg Dortch back this week. Cornerback Byron Murphy still questionable for a week 14 return. Cardinals did also re-sign defensive lineman Michael Dogby and linebacker Blake Lynch to the practice squad. Michael Dogby making a run at Andre Bocelli in terms of total number of transactions this year.
He's back, he's gone, he's back, he's gone. Bill Belichick, meanwhile, said...
combination of things. Dogby. Cardinals tight end Zach Ertz, the team's nominee for the 2022 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. As a team nominee, Ertz gets $40,000 for the charity of his choice. Another $250,000 for charity if he wins. That award will be given out during Super Bowl week. Cardinals have had two winners in the awards history, which started in 1970, predating Walter Payton's career. But Kurt Warner won it in 2008, Larry Fitzgerald in 2016, and J.J. Watt, current Cardinal, won it in 2017 while a member of the Texans.
What was it called before the Walter Payton Man of the Year?
It had several different awards. The Walter Camp Award, I believe.
For a brief period of time, it was the O.J. Simpson Man of the Year. They had to change that. Don't know why.
Why? Yeah, that's interesting. Wow, wacky, wild stuff.
News out of Santa Clara. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo apparently doesn't need surgery on his foot. Could return for the playoffs if rehab goes well. ESPN reported that Garoppolo, who was injured in last Sunday's win over Miami, could return in 7 or 8 weeks.
And I heard that would be a long term. It could be as early as 6 weeks.
Wow.
Could be as early as 6 weeks.
Just keep us afloat for 6 weeks, Brock Purdy.
If Jimmy Garoppolo could be back for the very first playoff game.
Is that still 6 weeks? Man, I guess it is.
Yes.
6 weeks away. Wow. Isn't that weird? The 49ers have one quarterback named Purdy and one quarterback who is Purdy. God, that's bad.
No, that's great. I wish I'd thought of that.
The Los Angeles Rams were the team that made the waiver claim on Baker Mayfield after he was cut loose by the Panthers. Rams have been without starting quarterback Matthew Stafford, who's missed three of the last four games with concussion symptoms and a spinal cord contusion. It's heavily contused, right, Jared? The defending Super Bowl champs have lost three straight, 3-9 on the season, and have played with both John Wolford and Bryce Perkins at quarterback. Didn't see that one coming.
No. I understand why they do it, though, why they would do it, Vinny. I mean,
Kicking
the tires. They owe it to the other 52 guys on the roster to give those guys the best chance to win. I would think
the ones that still want to play.
I would think even Baker, if they can get him up to speed with the playbook, I would think Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than those two guys.
You would think.
Right? And then
although he has the second lowest single season QBR ever.
But he's at least
tracking it since 2006.
Wouldn't you have thought he could beat out Sam Darnold and PJ Walker?
Yeah, you would have thought that
he's
too.
He's at least an NFL quarterback. It's like the old joke, like, what do you call the guy who graduated last in medical school? Doctor.
The Tennessee Titans have fired their GM, John Robinson, who was in his seventh year on the job. They've made the playoffs four times in his 6 years, winning three games in the playoffs under Robinson's watch, and never finished a season with less than 9 wins. And they're in first place right now. Kind of a curious move.
Curious move. I'm guessing the owner and John Robinson, the managing partner, really, did not have the warm and fuzzy, cozy relationship.
That's not.
That's some other...
We'll get into that a little bit.
Front offices have.
Yeah. Which ones could you be talking about? Suns are back home for a big one, at least in terms of regular season games, as they host the Team with the league's best record, the Boston Celtics at Footprint Center. The Celtics come in at 20-5 on the year, 16-2 in their last 18. They're on a game three of a six-game road trip. They've won the first two against Brooklyn and Toronto. This evening could also mark the return of guard Chris Paul, who's missed the last 14 games with a heel injury. He and Torrey Craig both upgraded to questionable as yesterday. Imagine being upgraded to questionable. Craig has missed the last three games with a groin strain. That game gets underway at 8. Pre-game coverage at 7:30 here on the Arizona Sports app and 98.7. Yotes, final game of a 14-game road trip tonight in Edmonton against the Oilers. That's a 7:30 start. Pre-game coverage on 7. And since we got so much local sports tonight, you can hear that on the Arizona Sports app and KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Looking forward to the Suns-Celtics, Vinny. I'm not going to lie.
Major League Baseball inaugural draft lottery. Tuesday, the Pirates will get the number one overall pick. They'll be followed by Washington, Detroit, Texas, Minnesota, and Oakland as a couple teams elevated despite their chances. And that meant the Diamondbacks, who were actually slotted 11th, they get the 12th pick in next summer's draft.
But that gives them the opportunity to get Braden Taylor. Yes, out of TCU.
Love that kid.
Love that kid. Five-tool player. Generational talent.
What is up? Can run, throw, hit with power.
Horned frog.
Coach's kid. Gym rat.
Love that guy. Some more free agent movement around the bigs yesterday. Cody Bellinger, now a Cub. A Cub! He signed a one-year $17.5 million deal with Chicago.
Steve! Kobe Bellinger's here.
Bellinger backwards is Regnellum. Cubs also signed right-hander Jameson Taillon away from the Yankees. 4 years, $68 million. Taiwan Walker leaving the Mets to jump to the Phillies.
What?
$72 million for him.
For Taiwan Walker? The same guy that was on the Diamondbacks?
Mitch Haniger.
Trying to resurrect his career?
He's good now. He got better when he left. That's what happens. Mitch Haniger now a Giant.
He was hurt.
Mitch Haniger, another former Diamondback. He gets a three-year $43.5 million deal from the Giants. And Josh Bell leaving the Padres to sign a one-year deal with the Cleveland Guardians.
So the Dodgers have lost two starters, Trey Turner and Cody Bellinger.
Uh-huh.
Watch out for them as a secret team to get Aaron Judge now.
Don't you mean Arson Judge?
Arson Judge, yeah, exactly. Oh, boy, that guy.
More movement in college football. Transfer portal, former ASU offensive lineman Ladarius Henderson. Looks like he had things planned out. He's already headed to Michigan, was posing for pictures with Jim Harbaugh yesterday. The Pac-12 announced its all-conference football team on Tuesday. Two Sun Devils landed on it. Punter Eddie Chaplitsky landed on the first team. Then he hit the transfer portal. Running back X Valaday got second team honors. Arizona's Dorian Singer landed second team honors as well a day after he hit the transfer portal. Caleb Williams of USC, the offensive player of the year. USC's Tuli Tuipulotu won the Pat Tillman defensive player of the year. And Kalen DeBoer from Washington and Jonathan Smith from Oregon State split the coach of the year award. ASU hoops in action. I told you there was a lot of local hoop, a lot of action tonight. They're in Dallas to take on SMU. Sun Devils off to an 8-1 start. Fifth meeting between the schools, first since 1994. That gets underway at 7, 6:30 pregame coverage on ESPN 620 and the Arizona Sports app. And the World Cup quarterfinals are set. Morocco takes down my man Morata and Spain in PKs. And Portugal, with Cristiano Ronaldo on the bench, beat Switzerland 6-1.